taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people. It's the with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of American Journal is on. We'll be joined in a few minutes by Henry Facey, who's continuing to expose what our tax dollars are being spent on. Spoiler alert, it ain't us. It's not the American people that are receiving the benefits of our hard work. Which, in a way, kind of make us slaves. Aren't we kind of slaves, right? Isn't that the heart of slavery? You work, I eat. How many people are subsisting off of the work of a very, very small number of productive Americans? I mean, if you're paying half of your income, like people in California do, they pay more. If you make $1 million in California, you pay over $500,000 in taxes. Are you not half a slave? We're just before the benefits of slavery, the benefits of the labor held by the people at the top, the elites who own the slaves. Now it's like an inversion where the productive, upstanding members of society are slaves to the people not working. It's very strange how this has worked out. So you still have a population of slaves in America. It's just they get to work for themselves part of the time. And the masters in this situation are the people whose lives are going nowhere and who are stuck in intergenerational dependency on the government. Amazing. So we'll get into illegal immigration in this hour, of course. There's a lot more to to cover here. U.S. has ramped up intel sharing with Israel, alarming Democrat lawmakers. Washington has significantly ramped up its intelligence sharing with Israel, despite recent attempts by the Biden administration to distance itself from large-scale civilian casualties mounting from the Rafah ground invasion, as well as airstrikes across the Gaza Strip. The Washington Post has documented the Pentagon is now handing an extraordinary amount of intelligence to Tel Aviv, including drone footage, satellite imagery, communication intercepts, and data analysis using advanced software, some of it powered by artificial intelligence. Much of it is said to be focused on hostage location efforts, given that among the October 7th captives, there were 8 Americans, but 3 are since believed deceased. Not, I remind you, killed by the captors. The report confirmed the presence of U.S. military's elite Joint Special Operations Command at a CIA station in Israel, as well as personnel from the Defense Intelligence Agency. These U.S. intel officials have been meeting with their counterparts on the country on a daily basis. The State Department is also have a special envoy on the ground, while the FBI is assisting ongoing investigations related to October 7th. So we are very much involved in the war in Gaza right now. We are very much helping Israel to carry out their ethnic cleansing operation. Washington Post also revealed that earlier in the war, the U.S. had intricate plans for potential hostage operation to retrieve the remaining American captives, dual nationals, held by Hamas. That operation, which would have been extraordinarily high risk both militarily as well as politically for the Biden administration, was shelved. All of this increased intel sharing has worried some lawmakers who don't want the United States to be seen as too hand in glove with Israeli operations in Gaza. They don't want to be seen as being too hand in glove. They are hand in glove. They just don't want you to know. That's what that means. And they admit that Washington has no effective means of monitoring how Israel uses the U.S. information. So we are providing Israel with access to, you know, top secret surveillance technology in the hopes that if we tell, because remember a few months ago, it was like, Biden was like, well, we know where the hostages are, right? We have information. We have technology that the Israelis don't have access to. And it's almost, it's almost like if they would have shared it with Israel 8 months ago, 7 months ago, it would have been too obvious that they weren't actually trying to rescue hostages, right? Because right now they can pretend, they're like, well, we don't know where they are, so we're just bombing everywhere. But now they do know where they are because they have this information, and yet they're still bombing everywhere. Interesting. Interesting how that works. We'll be right back.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be joined by Henry Facey at Info Uncensored and premiere his latest investigation, his incursion behind enemy lines to the ongoing self-colonization program taking place, taking our money and our future and giving it to criminals whose only act in America is to break our laws. Very excited to talk to him. So let's talk about, before we get to that, war. Let's talk about the world war that is rapidly being constructed. U.S. has reportedly ramped up intel sharing with Israel, providing them access to our most highly classified and powerful surveillance technologies, as we are intricately involved in the Gaza ethnic cleansing operation. You know, on this note, maybe we should talk about this tweet. I'm not sure if I put it in the, but I put it in the rundown here. Because there's a, did I forget to put it in? I'll have to find it. I'll find this in a second, because it's Richard Hanania or something on X, who talks about the potential deportation of tens of millions of illegal immigrants in terms of ethnic cleansing, and compares it to what Israel is doing in Gaza. And it's like, you've got to learn how to sell this. It's like, no, nobody wants to bomb Mexico to smithereens. Nobody wants to commit ethnic cleansing on our neighbors in America. We don't do that here. There's nothing violent about deporting somebody. I mean, if they fight back, there's got to be violence. But like, asking a guest in your home to leave is not violent. If they resist and you have to throw them out, that's not your fault. That's their fault. So this comparison is so bizarre and out of whack, especially when you compare it to what's going on in Gaza. And it just sort of makes your head spin to go, wait, the same people that are like literally weeping and crying and telling you how evil and bad it is to just send people back to the country where they were born and lived their whole lives and grew up and have families and their own nation, sending people just back home is somehow a horrible violation. It's un-American. You know, they're crying these crocodile tears. And then you've got just like, oh, and by the way, we're totally in favor of, and how dare you question our aggressive ethnic cleansing of an entire separate nation. Deporting millions is clearly ethnic cleansing. No. Illegal immigrants are illegal, regardless of their ethnicity. Dick. I'm going to call him Dick. It's a nickname for Richard. In some situations, it's necessary. It's necessary, like when Israel tries to depopulate Gaza, because national survival is at stake. See, it's necessary to depopulate Gaza to save Israel. But, hey, reversing open border influx of 10 million people, that's not a threat to our nation. I mean, this is crazy. This is totally crazy. A lot of people speculating he was like just you know, putting that up as bait, trying to get interaction to make money on X. But this is what people believe. And again, it highlights just the bizarre nature of conflict in the world today. So he says, conservatives need to explain how people working hard and minding their own business justify similar acts. Well, no, we don't want to kill the families of the migrants. We're not psychopaths. We're not Israel. We're not about collective punishment. We're not about, well, you know, this kid may grow up to eventually hate us, so kill him now. No, that's not us. That's you. That's not how we do things here. So even to compare these two things is so out of whack. It is necessary to get rid of illegal immigrants, to deport them. Now, most of them will self-deport if the conditions are right. And I think it's not really all that difficult to do. I mean, basically, the influx has been so overwhelming, and we have no idea where people are going. It's not like we have like a big list of illegal immigrants. It's like, here's the illegal immigrant, here's where they crossed, here's where they're from, here's where they're staying. There's no information like that out there. We've got list upon list of names. God only knows if it's their correct name. They've been given notices to appear, but they don't show up. They disappear into the country. We never see them again. So you've got all these illegal immigrants all over the country, all providing fake names, different names, who knows, nothing verifiable, nothing. So all you do is you go, all right, we are offering to peaceably deport everybody. We'll pay for your plane ticket. We'll get you in a shelter in Mexico or Guatemala or Ecuador, wherever you come from. We'll send you back home, and you'll be free and clear. I'd say, you know, we're not even going to punish you, but it's up to you. But you have to turn yourself in. So here's this grace period, an amnesty of sorts. Not to remain in the country by any means, but to turn yourself in and be peacefully deported. If you don't do that, if you try to deceive us and stay here, well, then we might put the FEMA camps to use. You're so desperate to stay. You can stay. You can stay. We can use your labor. You can clean roads, chop down trees, split rocks. I think it'd be easy. You say, hey, look, if you are here illegally, if you're an asylum seeker, you've got 1 month to turn yourself in to your local CBP and be peacefully deported. Otherwise, you're going to really be punished, actually. It's necessary for the survival of our nation. What we don't have to do is level any Mexican towns. What we don't have to do is relentless bombing campaigns against people on the other side of our border. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine if America even did just remotely? I mean, it's not like we don't have like a reason or an excuse, right? How many thousands of people have died from fentanyl overdoses? How many thousands of people have been murdered by illegal immigrants? I mean, it might not be the cinematic shock of October 7th. But just imagine if in response to the 2020 riots and Black Lives Matter, America decided to build giant walls around all of its ghettos and then systematically bomb Black people until they gave up and just begged to leave, and then we, you know, sent them to Israel. I mean, if you just like switch the positions here, it becomes clear. Well, it's not even becomes clear. I was going to say it becomes clear the you know, sort of the moral comparison, but actually it all just gets confusing and fuzzy because it's like, wait, the same people that are viscerally against simple actions like deporting invaders are simultaneously rabidly in favor of just ethnic cleansing genocide taking place in Gaza. So to conflate these things is utterly dishonest, but does provide sort of a framework of comparison to go, look, we might be putting people in camps, okay? We might be splitting up families here. We might be using those, but hey, at least we're not Israel, right? At least we're not bombing them to death. At least you're not seeing videos of Mexican children with their arms and legs blown off lying in the road, right? So, hey, I know you're very mad about what we're doing with the illegal immigrants, but you were all in favor of Israel, so you can shut the hell up because you're a dishonest hypocrite. You don't actually care. You don't actually care. So it does provide sort of a framework for knowing what's acceptable. Now, we would never go that far because that's evil, but we can always point to Israel and go, hey, you never said anything when they did it. Tucker Carlson and Glenn Greenwald got into this a little bit about Israel and the power they have over the United States. Let's go now to clip number 8. Here's Tucker Carlson and Glenn Greenwald talking about foreign aid, foreign influence from Israel in America.
That our primary priority should be the people of our country. I can't tell you how many Republican members of Congress or Republican journalists or pundits I've interviewed over the last 2.5 years who say we can't be financing the war in Ukraine because we don't have the money to be financing other countries' wars, nor should we be doing that. Our focus should be on our own country. And every single time, well before even October 7th, I would ask them, does that also apply to Israel? And they would kind of stammer and stutter and not want to say it. But now, you know, you say like you don't care about Israel, and I totally understand that. The problem, though, is that Israel has received far more aid from the United States than any other country by far over the last 3 to 4 decades. We pay for their military. We pay for every time there's a new war, we send them billions and billions of more on top of the $4 billion a year that Obama negotiated with Netanyahu. Not only do that, but we arm them. The bombs that they use to kill Gazan civilians come from the United States. And I think worst of all, we isolate ourselves from the entire rest of the world. Do you know how many votes there have been at the UN over the past 7 months where the entire world is on one side and Israel and the United States stand alone on the other, with, you know, a couple of those tiny little countries that we often bribe, like Micronesia and Marshall Islands, the part of the coalition of the willing.
It's literally called Micronesia.
Yeah, exactly. Micro. It's like, so, you know, it's also just the standing in the world, like our sacrificing of soft power. So we give up so much for Israel in so many other ways that if you're an American citizen, you have to care about it, even if you don't want to. You know, one of the stories we did.
What I meant was, I feel emotional. Like, I just have like gut level affection for it because I've had such a nice time there. And I like so many Israelis personally and know a lot. And I just like, there's nothing more wonderful than having dinner in Jerusalem on a summer night. It's just, so I have a lot of affection. I guess that's what I'm saying. So I'm not sort of animated by, you know, anything really. I'm just like trying to, I live here. So do my kids. So did my ancestors. It's like, I just care about this country. And if you're changing my life or stripping my rights from me that we've had for 250 years on behalf of any other place, you are my enemy. Like, it's just that simple. You are my enemy. I mean, I don't know what to say. I don't want even to even have this conversation.
Well, that's the amazing thing is that the devotion to Israel is so great and so incomparable to the devotion of any other foreign country that it's to the point that their supporters of Israel, are willing to deconstruct and erode and sacrifice the core basic rights that as Americans, by definition, we're supposed to enjoy.
See, I won't accept that.
But that is what's happening.
This is my country. I'm from here. I'm going to die here. I will not accept that. And I don't care what you call me. You can't take away my right to say what I think. That is the foundational right in the United States of America, and it's the only thing that prevents us from becoming, you know, Stalinist, period.
And it's going away in a very rapid way. And not only that, but obviously we're sending American men over to Israel to participate in this war, put themselves at risk for the benefit of a foreign nation, not a foreign nation's protection from some, you know, superpower. And that's how we, you know, America likes to picture itself as like what the official story with Ukraine is, this poor beleaguered little nation suffering under the might of a bigger, stronger autocratic foe. And America comes and steps in selflessly, puts itself in the way, says, hey, you don't get to control these smaller states. They get to do what they want. And if you mess with them, you got to mess with that. That's like the image people like to portray. Obviously, that's not what's happening here. Obviously, whether it's Ukraine or Israel, or God, that's not actually what's happening here. Now, what's happening is America is occupying Ukraine, took it over with a color revolution coup where they overthrew the government and installed a puppet and are now sacrificing hundreds of thousands, entire generations of Ukrainian men for the geopolitical machinations. People like Victoria Nuland and Anthony Blinken and a variety of other American administration officials with immediate family ties in Ukraine, with a historical grudge against Ukraine. So that's what's actually happening there. And of course, in Israel, it's the same, but different. Israel, in this case, is the bigger, stronger, more advanced, tyrannical government that is actively ethnically cleansing Gaza. So, you know, it's just a little different, I guess. And this level of cognitive dissonance, of blatant hypocrisy, requires censorship to be carried out. Israel and Lebanon escalate rhetoric as U.S. tries to prevent war. But again, not that hard. Not that hard, right? Trying to think of an example. I tried. Yeah, I really tried. Just, you know, I mean, not that hard. I didn't like really want to do it, so I didn't really try that hard. No, we could stop it. We could stop this. I mean, it is a snap of the fingers, a flip of the wrist. I mean, it's we just say no. It's kind of like the border. It's kind of like a lot of the problems America has. The control Israel has over America, our participation in the conflicts in the Middle East, their choices that we're making that we could easily choose not to make. Just cut them off. Just cut off Israel. And suddenly there will be peace. It is really as simple as that. If America goes, yeah, you know what, Israel, you're committing genocide according to the international court. You're clearly prolonging this for the political advantage of Benjamin Netanyahu. The people that are in favor of what's going on here are radical religious extremists that are engaged in a campaign of ethnic cleansing. On the basis of that extremism, we're cutting you off. We're just no more weapons, no more money. That's it. You're cut off. You're not getting any more. The next day, it'd be like, oh, Israel and Hamas reach a peace agreement. Well, what do you know? We're prolonging this continually. It's our fault this is going on. And Israel is doing everything it can to get an open conflict with Hezbollah, knowing that America would have to intervene because Hezbollah is an existential threat to Israel. And it's not that America will intervene to save Israel from this existential threat. They'll intervene to save Israel because the other option is Israel's going to launch a nuke at Lebanon. And that's not good for humanity. So we'd have to intervene. We're being blackmailed. Like we have a nuclear gun to our head, essentially, being held by Israel. And they're essentially saying, we're getting into a fight, which we're going to have to use this unless you step in and protect us. Now, this, again, level of gaslighting and hypocrisy and deception and war profiteering requires uninterrupted lies. But these lies are starting to crumble. ADL faces Wikipedia ban over reliability concerns on Israel and anti-Semitism. Wikipedia's editors have voted to declare the Anti-Defamation League generally unreliable on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, adding it to a list of banned and partially banned sources. An overwhelming majority of editors involved in the debate about the ADL also voted to deem the organization unreliable on the topic of anti-Semitism, its core focus. A formal declaration on that count is expected next. The decision about Israeli-related citations made last week means that one of the most prominent and longstanding Jewish advocacy groups in America, in the United States, well, pedophile defending groups, no, but they cloak themselves in Jewish activism to get funds and guard against criticism. But what they do is defame people, and they were formed to protect a pedophile from and murderer from justice. But it's now grouped together with the National Enquirer, Newsmax, and Occupy Democrats as a source of propaganda or misinformation in the eyes of the online encyclopedia. Moreover, in a near consensus, dozens of Wikipedia editors involved in the discussion said they believe the ADL should not be cited for factual information on anti-Semitism as well, because it acts primarily as a pro-Israel organization that tends to label legitimate criticism of Israel as anti-Semitism. So people are seeing through the lies. They're not being cowed by the bad names that they're being called, because liars are liars and they have to be called out regardless of the reason that they say they're lying or the ethnicity that they are while lying. It doesn't matter. New York Times documents Putin was willing to compromise to end war in 2022. In April 2022, Ukraine and Russia were on the brink of signing a deal to end the war just weeks after it began. New York Times published documents showing President Vladimir Putin was willing to make concessions to get an agreement signed. According to the documents, Putin initially sought to have Kiev recognize Moscow's 2014 annexation of Crimea. However, a draft agreement the next day suggested both parties were prepared to set aside that issue to end the conflict. In December, Ukrainian negotiator explained that an agreement was reached in spring 2022, stating both sides managed to find a very real compromise. We were very close in the middle of April, at the end of April, to finalize our war with some peaceful settlement. But then it all got pulled down. It all got destroyed. And the following 2 years of senseless destruction and murder is a consequence of NATO, Western American intervention and manipulation. Pretty incredible. Putin and Kim Jong-un were meeting as Russia and North Korea are now signing defense pacts. So just know everything that our government is involved in, everything that we're doing around the world is deliberately and effectively designed to bring us towards World War III. Peace is continually sabotaged by the people at the top. The draft is being prepared to be implemented. It's being expanded and weaponized through automatic registration, registering women, registering people up to 26 years old rather than 24, as that has expanded. And did you know that the person who actually pushed that, you know, draft expansion bill forward herself is one generation removed from Ukraine? Would that surprise you very much? Didn't surprise me. The House of Representatives passed a measure on Friday automatically registering men 18 to 26 for selective service. Representative Chrissy Houlihan led the selective service measure. Her father, Andrew C.A. Jampoler, a naval aviator, was born in Lviv, Ukraine in 1942 to a Jewish family. He and his mother, who also survived the Holocaust, immigrated to the United States when he was 4 years old. So whether it's Newland or Blinken or Chrissy Houlihan, everybody involved in this had family that was expelled from Ukraine one generation ago. Is there... are we starting World War III for their personal revenge? Is the ethnic national vengeance of these people was now leading our sons to be drafted for a war against Russia? And if so, what do we do about that? We'll be back. Stay with us.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Thank you.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My guest this hour is Henry Facey. You can follow him at Info Uncensored. Friend of the show, an independent journalist who has exposed the inner workings of migrant camps that we hear so much about, yet see so little of. We last saw Mr. Facey on this show back in March on the 27th, where he was talking about just that. But he's done it again. And we'll go to this video. This is from Massachusetts. He just published this, and we'll get his comments on the other side. Why are Massachusetts illegal immigrant shelters being hid from the media? Find this video at Info Uncensored. Here it is.
Why are Massachusetts migrant shelters being hid from the media? I snuck inside five hotels in the Melnea Cass Rec Center to see where tax dollars were going. The Mass Hire Springfield Career Center is working alongside Simos, a labor management firm, to hire illegal work. Here's one of their job flyers. In another hotel, I saw that a community college was working to set up a hiring event in the healthcare field for illegal work. Here are the companies that will be hiring illegal work at that event. You can see medical centers, hospitals, and even the sheriff's office in Hampton County. Don't believe me? Here's another shot of the door with the exact same paper and another one written in English. And there's Mass Hire again. Self-Help Inc. is a pre-K nonprofit that's given early education grants by the state of Massachusetts. state taxpayers are paying so that children and parents from other countries are able to play, sing stories, dance, and have small craft activities. Many different nonprofits, including Horizons, are attempting to make grant money from the state of Massachusetts for these playscapes and daycares. Illegal families and individuals are also given housekeeping and laundry services all for free. Not to mention, if they want to work out, in some hotels they get a free gym too. And I guess in certain cases these people already have pets? Rooms at the Fairfield Inn Boston Dedham used to be $129. Now they're charging $180 to the state for the exact same rooms. That's $5,400 a month for one room. Imagine spending $5,400 a month on your mortgage or your rent. CBS also reported that it costs $37 per day per resident for lunch and dinner. That's $13,500 a year per person in food. And of course, they get free Wi-Fi. According to Axios Boston, the state of Massachusetts has spent more than $584 million on sheltering migrant families in the fiscal year 2024 alone. All these numbers are crazy considering that Massachusetts Rental Assistance to Families in Transition, or RAFT program, only gives up to $7,000 in a 12-month period to one family. And funny enough, in April of this year, all but two of the Massachusetts House Democrats voted against an amendment that would have provided the statewide shelter priority to U.S. military veterans over these illegal migrants. But the kicker is that all 25 Massachusetts State House Republicans voted for it. The Massachusetts Republicans, all 25 of them, are more on the side of local homeless veterans than the Democrats are. The amendment failed 27 to 129 due to the Democrats. And of course, Massachusetts has a Democrat governor, Maura Healey. What are your thoughts on all the Democrats in the state pushing for this? Do you think this is good for local families and the local homeless veterans? Or even just the local homeless in general? Or even just the regular taxpayers in general? Let the Massachusetts House and governor know your thoughts.
Very well done video. Undercover, behind the scenes, behind enemy lines, Henry Facey at Info Uncensored on X joins me once again. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, Harrison. Thank you so much for having me back, and I appreciate the nice comments.
Well, I just wanted to compliment you on your improving technique, I think. You know, your first videos were a little bit wild. You're running from cops, you're jumping fences. I mean, it was very effective. You got great footage. But it was a little Wild West style. This video, very well done, very, you know, journalistically valid. Like, here's the claim, here's the proof. Extremely well done. You've been working on this. You've been improving your technique, I can see.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, thank you. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I spent a few months off, and really it was about a month after I got hurt in that last I don't even know what you'd call it. There are barely even entries anymore after that. It was like a full-blown battle.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't fight and I'm not violent. So I went there and I did my natural reaction of fighting out of it and I got hurt. So I took a month off and really thought it out. And then after I thought it out, I came to the conclusion that, you know, this is the most detrimental thing on our country right now as an existential crisis. And I know that that's something that certain people have said who are candidates, but it's definitely true. And, you know, whether people want to admit this or not, these early education grants, these buildings, these enormous amounts of emergency procurements that are being given to this, it's hard to even imagine, Harrison. It's hard to imagine until you see it. And so they don't let the media see this. Lawsuits, FOIA requests, everything has to go in, and they still refuse to show everything. So I made my best effort, and this was essentially my montage as best as I could do with the most pivotal information that I thought I found. And there was a lot more, but you can't fit it all in.
Well, and you know, but luckily, I guess you were able to get in and get out this time without being confronted. So I don't want to get too much into your tactics, but that you know, in and of itself is an advance in your technique. You know, not getting confronted at these things, where you're able to, I imagine, get more information than you would otherwise. And you know, let's just go through some of the things you uncovered there. Obviously, the amount of money is staggering, and it's not just that you've got these NGOs that are receiving grants that are, you know, taking a little off the top and then funneling the rest to foreigners that are colonizing our nation right now. But you point out that the hotels are jacking up their prices, knowing that they'll be booked solid for months with government contracts, and they can charge basically whatever they want. You know, talk a little bit about that, about just the way that people are just minting money through this process, right? Selling out America, bringing foreigners in, settling them here because it benefits them and makes them egregious amounts of money.
100%. These hotels, they'll be two-star hotels in certain cases, and then the narrative gets out there that it's all 4 and 5. It is in Manhattan. But then you'll go around Massachusetts, and you have these two-star hotels that they'll take from $80 to $100 a night, sometimes $120 a night. Now they're charging the state of Massachusetts $180 a night or more. So when you do this out, each room costs $5,400 a month. $5,400 a month. If you think about that like a mortgage or rent, when was the last time you went in one room of your house and paid $5,400 for it? Now, let alone, and I understand that these people are essentially at, they're below Section 8. I mean, these are illegals. This is absolutely insane. So they figured out this way of conquering emergency grants and early education grants and turning it into this massive profiteering campaign where, you know, they don't like the governor sending all the people, but they kind of do because they make a ton of money, and the governor taxes what I'm talking about there, or I guess a few other governors, but mainly Texas, mainly Arizona, mainly California. And you'll see, it's like you're going to blame all them, but the cities that you guys are paying taxes towards, the states that you guys pay taxes towards are all about it. And ironically, the Democrats are the number one group for this by far. And obviously, the people who watch this show, this is like, you know, who, yeah, whatever.
We know.
But
yeah.
The average person is like in shock. I mean, I have people hitting me up on TikTok before they've shut me off recently. Completely shut me off. I'm done. I mean, they've cut me off. I put up that video, Harrison. I can't promote. I can't give them money.
Oh, I give up on TikTok.
Infowars, I'm sure, is, you know, better than anybody.
This is
insane. They literally don't care about money. I can't pay them. So they won't let me promote. They've killed my algorithm. They killed everything. But rolling it back, this information is so insane, and they know that they're making the most amount of money they've ever made on these properties, Harrison.
100%.
They're refinancing them. They were calling them something they weren't for a while, like, oh, we're going to have this beautiful neighborhood thing that we're going to build, and then it just turns into mixed-use housing and all this stuff. So they have all this.
They're robbing Americans blind to pay for the lifestyles of foreigners who have invaded our country. It's sick, and Henry Fasi is exposing it. We'll be right back.
I was recently on the air in a 2.5-plus-hour interview with Elon Musk, and he was talking about the globalist plan to depopulate and destroy our families and destroy civilization. I said, what do we call it, Elon? He said, I don't know. And I said, what about Team Humanity? What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity, absolutely.
He said, yeah, let's call it Team Humanity. Well, I had the idea then to make the shirt. We've got two different limited edition variants of it, Team Humanity. And it's got the image of the nuclear family, Team Humanity, Infowars.com, 1776, 1776 worldwide. On the back, it says Team Humanity. This is a great conversation starter. It's a great way to discuss Team Humanity versus the globalists. We get obsessed with sports and all these different groups to distract and divert us and make us tribal. But aren't we really just humanity and a pro-human future versus the globalist and you will eat the bugs and their deindustrialization program?
You will eat the bugs.
If you stand against the open borders, the end of sovereignty, and the transgenderism, and the New World Order, and the technocracy, and hearing that the age of humanity is over, then you are on Team Humanity. Get the limited edition shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a great conversation starter. You'll have amazing things develop, I predict, if you wear it out in public, and it keeps the show on the air. It's a fundraiser. So the only way this fails is if you don't go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity shirt right now. And it's not the only limited edition shirt we just put out. We just put out one more, and that shirt is incredible. My own new design.
a red, white, and blue Gadsden rattlesnake flag, 1776. It's got the InfoWars flag. It's got the American flag. It's got the establishment of InfoWars. This is a great shirt to identify yourself as a patriot with others and to link up with other folks and to let the leftists and the globalists know we're on the ground and we are powerful. So both the new 1776 Gadsden flag shirt and the two different variants of Team Humanity shirts, limited editions for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the new 1776 Gadsden shirt, red, white, and blue, original design, and get the new Team Humanity shirts. And I thank you all for your support because you are on Team Humanity.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And we know that fish oil has been one of the most popular, if not the most popular supplements for decades in the United States. Many people consume fish oil that they get at the grocery store, that they get at the pharmacy, but Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com is a superior product. And there are so many different reasons why you should be getting this product from InfoWarsStore.com instead of the generic brands or the name brands at your pharmacy or the grocery store. Okay, so the first reason why you want to check out Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com is because there are studies that show that fish oil can help with things like lowering your blood pressure. It can also help with things like brain development. Studies have been backing that up for years. And finally, things like inflammation can also be reduced for those who consume fish oil. Now, Ultimate Fish Oil is not just your generic type of fish oil, but it is brought to you by InfoWars, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. So this targeted release fish oil not only helps your heart, helps your brain, helps with inflammation, but it keeps InfoWars on the air. Now, we know we are at a really fishy time in the history of the United States of America. And if you want to make a difference in your own life and your own health while simultaneously making a positive impact and difference in the world, then going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting Ultimate Fish Oil is a great way to fight the machine while fighting for your health. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil now. Take the leap, grab the Ultimate Fish Oil, and let's show the world what you're truly capable of. The question isn't who's going to let you, it's who's going to stop you. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
Gentlemen, Henry Facey is my guest. He's an independent journalist, a real independent journalist, a real regular guy with a phone in his pocket, you know, just doing what he does, just going and observing things, going where he's not supposed to go and getting images that the mainstream media doesn't want broadcast. This is the type of journalism that we have to celebrate. We love celebrating here on InfoWars. We encourage more of, as long as it's legal, as long as it's within the First Amendment, as long as all you're doing is exposing the lies of the left. We need more people like Henry Facey at Info Uncensored on X. And again, you know, it's just, it's such a wonderful thing. And I don't take any credit for this or anything, but it's amazing to have a platform given to me by Alex Jones that I can then share with people like Henry Facey or Anthony from Muckraker. There's a new report on him. These guys who just, they're just doing it. No approval, no institutional support, just going out and being independent journalists and capturing the stories that change the world. And one of the most fun parts about it is watching their reports get better and better as yours have. Again, we talked about it a little bit at the beginning, but it's fun to see. You know, start off just sort of a wild video, uncut, unedited. You're running through these migrant centers. You're being chased by security. You know, transition to the latest one where you're laying out exactly where you are, who's the who, what, when, where. It's very nice. I mean, this is what InfoWars is all about, right, Henry? It's about regular people becoming warriors on the battlefield of the mind in America and using the technology we have access to, the free editing software, X. I mean, you can do this. Everybody listening to my voice can do this right now, and you can change the world. What are some words of encouragement or advice that you would have for people that might want to follow the path you're taking and become independent journalists themselves?
You know, that's a phenomenal question. Honestly, that's like my favorite question yet by far. You know, it's interesting. I would say the best thing to do is to absorb the creator block. It's like a writer's block, but to just take it in and let it happen and then kind of find your way out of it. You know, I've really had a lot of trouble getting through that creator's block, admittedly. That's been part of it, but it's to get the footage that you know you need in the can, and then do the writer's block thing like it's an exercise, not like it's a problem or something that you can't get past. And that's the only way I can treat it, to be honest, because I've been shadow banned on X before multiple times. I've documented it. Not Elon's fault. Elon's been amazing. But the platform, you know, to set in probably some of the sentiment of this, I understand very well. This is destructive. It's destructive. TikTok has done the same thing. And the only thing I could say is if people walk into these roadblocks, just understand that they're doing something right. And eventually, you know, the people that are amazing, like Harrison Smith at 8 a.m. Central with the American Journal, is going to destroy this. I mean, these people don't know how to handle this, Harrison. They don't. They really honestly freak out. And, you know, it gets to a point where you'll see some people, I'm not going to say I'm like the barometer, but some people are going to avoid me.
Right. Well, and we've seen the same thing. You know, I've talked to Matt Baker about this quite a bit. You know, he got this leaked video and we tried to make as big of a deal out of it as we could. And it's picked up some traction since then, but I know he put so much work into it. I'm sort of disappointed that it didn't go super viral, that it didn't make it to Tucker Carlson. You know, he had a little bit of disappointment because what he was uncovering was so big and he put so much work into it. And, you know, you desperately want to get out there. I'm sure you've experienced similar stuff where you put so much work in, you've risked your physical health, you go out of your way. You're not just talking or editing. You're actually going out on the road, capturing footage. It must be frustrating to not, you know, have an immediate response to this. And part of that is obviously because of censorship, but you've got to stay the course and know that the people paying attention are so thankful for, you know, what you do and, you know, what you're able to accomplish. And I think if you stick with it, you know, you'll have success in a very huge way. And
thank you.
I just think it's true. And this is what we need, because again, we hear about the migrant crisis when a girl gets raped in Central Park or when a girl gets murdered jogging in Georgia. But the sort of quotidian, the daily, the sort of casual effects of the migrant crisis are totally hidden. And that's what you're exposing. And when you really dig into it, the money being spent, the abuses being allowed, the laws being broken, it is horrific what's going on here. And you're helping to capture it. Of course, one of the things I'm referencing is this: migrant arrested in broad daylight rape of 13-year-old girl in New York Park. At knife point, this guy had been deported 2 years ago, but wandered right back across the border. And now, you know, some young girl is... well, her life has changed forever because of it. Biden's HHS releases 400,000 illegal migrant minors into the U.S., mostly teen males with no oversight at all. Okay. Ecuadorian man arrested. This is that same rapist. Speaking of muckraker, they are actually trying to track down some of the 85,000 migrant children who vanished under the Biden administration's first term. And one of the places that they have tracked these children to is now just an abandoned, broken down house. So it's like, they're like, yes, we sent them to live here. And then you go there and it's just like a pile of wood. It's like not even a house anymore.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is huge. I mean, what's happening here has to be the biggest issue in America right now. I mean, is there anything else that rises to the level of, you know, national threat than the migrant crisis right now?
You know, people have suggested looming civil wars. Obviously, I'm not even going to really, I don't even think that's a possibility. And a world war is far more likely. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about the United States of America, 100%, this is the number one issue, 100%. And again, I am a little biased. So people say, well, you're doing all this, so that's why you say that. Kind of, but this is really the biggest thing. You mentioned these women are, you know, and it's almost hard to talk about. These women are running on hiking trails, okay? And these animals hide out behind a tree, okay? They see this woman and they grab her like an animal.
Right.
And they rape her and kill her mercilessly. These are animals. They need to be put down.
Right.
death sentence. And people don't understand that. Now, if I'm talking about every migrant in that situation, that would be a little bit over the top. But I'm not pretending, and I'm not going to be like the left and pretend like there's not these enormous issues. And I mean, it's happening regularly. I mean, how are we going to have this happen? Is this going to happen every single day? And then people are just going to say, you know what? It is a big deal. And yeah, Anthony is exposing. There's properties. You got properties that are out of order in Massachusetts. I have video of it. I haven't even released it. Okay. That they have rooms, and on the room, they're saying this is totally out of order, and they're putting families inside of these things. So they're getting used. And you got to understand too, if it's $5,400, which you know very well, but it's $5,400 a month, $5,400 a month, how are these people ever going to be able to pay back the debt that they've incurred for the system?
Oh, it'll never happen. And when you think about, I mean, as you pointed out, you think about a mortgage that would be that much money. I mean, that's what, $70,000+ a year? You know, you're talking about a six-room mansion on Lake Austin for that type of money, but they're getting a single hotel room. It's a total scam. And I would almost understand it if it was like, hey, look, all these people are coming in. We're just giving them bare basics, right? They get a piece of bread and a hunk of cheese and a tent. It's like, okay. But they're getting their laundry service. They're getting cleaning service. It's like we're rolling out the red carpet for these people. We've got veterans on the street. We've got a fentanyl crisis. It is obscene. It is absolutely treasonous that not only are we spending this much money on foreign colonization within our own country, but that we're actively bringing these people in and offering them paths to citizenship. It is open treason. And what you're doing is exposing sort of just the internal operations that are going on there. What's coming up next for you? Because we're about to go to break here, but I know I want people to go to follow you on X at Info Uncensored. What are they going to find there? What do you got coming up for us?
Oh, only hard hitting. And I'm going to be going probably, I was asked this question by a group independently on my personal cell phone a couple months ago. And I, by the way, just for the record, I know probably somebody will get back to them eventually. I wish we worked together. We should have worked together. It would have been great, but whatever, you know, things don't always work out because it was just an optics problem. But just going back on it, I have to say that it's going to be hard hitting. I already told them I'm going up to the border in Vermont. I'm going to be exposing things in Maine. I'm going to be trying my absolute best to continue this process. But beyond that, I think we also have to talk about stratospheric aerosol injections. Right. I think we need to talk about the big issues that are hitting America here.
Oh, I mean, they're coming at us from
climate change.
They're coming at us from every direction. I know it doesn't end. Henry Facey, incredible work at Info Uncensored on X. Go follow him, support him. This is what we need. We need independent reporters getting the truth out there in a way that only he does. Henry Facey at Info Uncensored.
Thank you for joining us here today. Earlier this afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned by a Manhattan grand jury on 34 felony counts.
This case is an abomination. You know, it's obviously political. 7 years to try to come up with this case. They're just wrong on the law.
The only crime that Donald Trump is being prosecuted for is the crime of running for president.
Political persecution at the highest level.
They've quite frankly given up on trying to beat him at the polls. Either going to steal it or stop it by law firm.
A Democrat prosecutor elected on a Get Trump platform.
What's going on here is a disgusting disgrace. It is war on Trump. It is war on the Republican Party. And it is a war on the Republic.
This case is the weakest case I've seen in 60 years of teaching, practicing, and writing about criminal law.
I doubt the New York indictment would have been brought against a defendant whose name was not Donald Trump.
This judge, I mean, you don't need a prosecutor if you have a judge like this. This judge is not on the level.
It's a terrible case, but the judge has been pretty much a rubber stamp on everything that Bragg has wanted to do.
They're perverting the system of justice. You know, that's where the danger lies. The corruption and subversion of our institutions by the left.
This is the Democrats' entire strategy, to confine President Trump to a dirty criminal courtroom and keep him off the campaign trail where he can bring his winning message to voters across this country.
New York has become a legal banana republic. They are so determined to get Donald Trump.
Look, convicting Donald Trump, that's all they have.
I think they have no cards. And they're depending upon Trump getting convicted.
That Trump train doesn't show any signs of slowing down.
The only verdict that matters is the verdict at the ballot box.